I'm talking to John Kilduff here just outside Clane. John, can I start by asking you a little bit about your background? You're originally from Sligo and that's where your father lived.
I was born in Sligo and I'm of a family of five girls and two boys. Left Sligo to come to Dublin, to go to University College Dublin. To study science, which really was my only interest at the time.
Why did you pick up, was that your interest, science?
My only interest. I had no interest in languages. In fact, I only discovered years later that I'm dyslexic. So that's why I had so much difficulty with language and spelling and you name it. Learned to cope with that over the years. But I found mathematics and scientific subjects quite easy.
Yes.
Because I found them very, very interesting. And obviously was able to read well enough to cope with that. And so I did a degree in science. And when I got to my final year, I realized that a degree in science doesn't really train you for anything. And decided to seek a career or seek a beginning in a career with a company that would train and prepare me for business and working in business. And I attended many interviews and chose to go with Wiggins Teep, which is a large paper manufacturing company, was a large paper manufacturing company in the UK. And they had a few operations in Ireland at the time, but joined them and went on a six-month project leader training course with them. And then they placed me with a part of the group in Lincoln called Jointine Products. And Jointine Products made papers or converted papers by coating to make them suitable for use in a variety of end uses. My job as project leader was to do the research and development on new products coming into the company. And some of the products that I worked on were, for example, the magnetic coated paper that's used in London Transport, the yellow and brown paper. And I had to get all the technical detail together for that so that I could advise and help the production teams get into a position to manufacture that kind
right,
of product.
So that was a great background to get, and going in. So at what stage did you decide to leave England to come back to Ireland?
Okay, in early 73 and probably even early 72, or during 72, there was a lot of IRA activity going on. And my concern at the time was that the activity would lead to a backlash against Irish people in the UK. Now, actually, I never experienced any, but it was my fear, and I had one child and a second child on the way at that time, and felt that, no, I did not want to bring up my family in an environment that would be in any way anti-Irish, and decided to move back to Ireland. And with that in mind, I wrote to Clondalkin Paper Mills. And almost by return, I got a call from Eugene McKiernan, the mill manager, advising me that they had a vacancy in quality control management and would I be interested.
And so you came back to Dublin.
Yep.
Did you settle and buy a house in Dublin?
Yeah, I came back in November 73 and bought a house in Belgard Heights, which is the divide between Clondalkin and Tallaght. It was a new-built house at the time, and for the first couple of months we lived with Eleanor's parents and moved into the house in January, I think. So we were in a new estate, in a new house, and other houses being built around about us. But it was a lovely environment to have a young family in.
Clondalkin Paper Mills in the 1973 time... was it a buzzing place?
It was absolutely buzzing. I mean, Clondalkin Paper Mills and the Clondalkin Group were about the seventh largest company in Ireland. So they were a very significant player in the Irish economy. They were a very significant employer. nationwide. An important company, and as you say, buzzing. It really was buzzing. It had a good reputation as a papermaker and a good supportive client base at the time.
And so when you went in, your first appointment...
was quality control manager.
And who were you answerable to?
Answerable to Eugene McKiernan, the mill manager. And on a parallel basis with Dr. Sherry, the technical director, and but reporting directly to Eugene. And Eugene, when I joined the company, first of all, Eugene was very, very supportive, advised and helped me get established in the job. But also, in fact, the person that previously was quality control manager, Ross Jemison, Ross stayed working with me for about 2 months. So I worked with Ross Jemison, and Ross gave me the advice and assistance and introduced me to all the different people in the mill that I would have been working with on the quality control side. So that was an easy way into the job in terms of helping me and advising me and showed me all the different things that he did as quality control manager. My own approach in the quality control would have been slightly different or different ideas, but in principle it was exactly the way the job was going to be done. But also at that time, I mean, Eugene had his ideas in terms of what quality control should be. But probably more importantly in terms of influence was Bert Cusack. Dr. Cusack had a lot of interest in that and had many, many ideas in terms of what quality control should mean in the paper mill. And actually had many, many meetings with me in terms of advising me on what approach and what aspects of quality control were significant and important in terms of the position of Clontarf paper mills. And that in itself, I think, probably acted as a foundation for me in terms of how I approached that job and how I fulfilled that particular function.
Did you get a sense that Dr. Cusack was foremost interested in making sure that the quality of the paper that was being produced was of the highest standard?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, he was a pragmatist as well, in that he would very frequently criticize if too much money was being spent on developing a product or even producing a product. His attitude was very specific in terms of giving value for money, but also not wasting money in producing a product that wasn't required. But he definitely had an exceptionally serious approach to making sure that whatever we did was done in the best possible way and that we would give the customers the best possible product for them to use in their process. So yes, quality in that regard was an extremely important aspect. And if we were to succeed in supplying products long term, then it would be determined by our quality reliability.